For the rapper Kemba, December 16th, 2017 was one of the best and worst nights of his life. Here's the scene. Earlier in the night, rap superstar Kendrick Lamar pulls Kemba up on stage during a concert.
Lived through a culture shock, but died in a genocide. My city is gentrified.
He starts rapping and he just wows the crowd.
Kemba, remember that name, Kemba.
But later that night, Kemba got a text on his phone.
On the train, I found out that my aunt passed. It was just like a emotional roller coaster, you know, having that kind of loss at the same time. You can't really fully be happy. You can't really fully be sad.
Who's that peeping through my psyche? Who is that telling me I can't do it?
Kemba's victories have often been bittersweet. After the success of his 2016 self-released album, his next one seemed poised to hit big. But as he started thinking about how he wanted that album to sound, his mother died. And so he switched gears.
This album was hugely inspired by the time of her passing. Like, everything is through the lens of that.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I just dream.
Kemba's new album is called Gilda. That was his mother's name. She was a single mom of three boys, and she kept them in line.
My mother was a secretary at the school that I went to. From like pre-kindergarten to eighth grade, I saw her every single day.
As a mom, I'm totally into that.
It was a nightmare. I couldn't do anything. Couldn't do anything wrong.
You gonna need to grow up fast. Let my mom's tell it. If you can't do it, no one can. Let the Bronx tell it.
My mom was my main influence. You know, she was everything. She was our protector and our provider. I really learned from watching her. Like, in my older years, she went to and finished college and got her master's because she never could because she had kids. She was just incredible. She used to create her own like award ceremony events for amazing women that she knew in her life.
She would give them awards?
Yeah, like she organized whole events, like it was well attended. It was like legit award ceremonies. You know, at 17, I'm just like, why do I gotta go out? Why do I gotta go out the house on a weekend? I just wanna play video games. But looking back on it, this is like incredible stuff, you know? So I kind of learned from watching her just like this incredible work ethic.
I was reading that as you started to make your own music and experiment with your sound, doctors found a tumor on your jaw.
Yeah.
And you actually missed your high school graduation because you were in surgery.
Yeah.
Where was she in that process? Like, how did you process that moment?
She was right by my side. You know, she was my rock in that moment.
Did you worry that your rap career was over, kind of before it started?
Yeah, they told me that I shouldn't rap. Like, they told me that my jaw was so weak that just the movement could literally rip apart the work that they did. It was rough. And that was, like, the first times that my mom kind of saw me in, like, a vulnerable way, because I was always the strong one of the family. It was like a real vulnerable moment for both of us.
I feel like my family tried to be family over the shoulder, and once it was over, it's like they don't know me. That could lead to pure insanity, hate for humanity. I could have called them, but shit, my mama died. I'm traumatized. I'm not a rat. I need to.
Why was it important for you to be vulnerable in your music and to let all of that show?
I think I didn't really have a choice. That was the only thing that I could write about. Like, no matter what happened, no matter what production I was sent, no matter what the sound was, the thing that always came out was something about my family. And so I couldn't fight it. I had to kind of lean into it.
Found myself recently dreaming about being a killer again. Broken and bleeding, cut open, I'm peeling my skin again. Devil been creeping, increasingly thinking about ending it. All my immediate family really attempted it. I had to be there, you need me, no people, no witnesses.
You know, this is an interesting moment in hip hop, I think, because you can be like Jay-Z or Drake, right? Or yeah. Kendrick Lamar, literally winning like Pulitzer Prize. Or you can be doing Old Town Road, right? Yeah. For TikTok. Yeah. And what is it like for you as somebody who is basically trying to get into this business, doing it in a way, the old fashioned way, putting out an album, that album being focused on music, being conceptual, being lyrical?
I think it feels good. I feel like this is a good time. I feel like I'm able to do exactly what I want. And I feel like there are people that will receive it. So I feel comforted that now is a time where I can be vulnerable, because that wasn't always super accepted, and that I can do exactly what I want, you know?
I am not a finished product. Only judge me when I'm done. Young and black and from the projects. Got a lot to overcome.
It feels weird to do this, but I'm going to go back to the start, which is the song Work in Progress.
I got my head in clouds. I got my feet on land. My homies fell too deep. This is the quickest sand. I know that I am not a finished product. Got a lot to overcome.
Is that where you are now?
I think Work in Progress is more so a song that I made because I knew this was going to be the introduction to me for a lot of people. And I wanted to really start it off by saying, look, man, I know like our nature is to hear artists and be inspired and take their words as like fact, but I'm just trying to figure this thing out.
I am not a finished product. Only judge me when I'm done.
Look, don't judge me. Like, I'm just trying to improve along the way.
Well, let me say to you, look, man, you're doing pretty good. Yeah, you got a lot going on, and you're surviving.
Thank you.
You think your mom would be proud?
I do.
Kemba, his album is called Gilda. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Of course, thank you.
I'm still the same, young and ducking protocol. Homies made me know the law. Mama made me know it all. Taught me I should hold a door. Rumors put me overboard. Tumor took my lower jaw. Only made me want it more. It's a miracle.